Now is this man, Sphere Soyman, as in the midst of Sphere Soyman, the Gemara in Yevamos brings down the Sheirish of why we're Noyig Avelos by Sphere Soyman was because Rekiva had many Talmidim who were Loi Nogu covered Zeh B'Zeh, and because they were Loi Nogu covered Zeh B'Zeh, they were maced between the Zman of Spheres of Pesach and Shavuos, as therefore Klal Yisrael was Nayig a Minig of Avelis for 33 days, connected to 33 days they were maced. And the Shaila is it was a tragedy that happened once in Klal Yisrael, something very sad, and there are other tragedies that happen. As why does the whole Klal Yisrael have to fear Avelis for that one time event that happened? If Chazal were Kaveh a Minig, that from one that one time event, there's a Minig in Klal Yisrael Ad Hayoim, you see over here that the Limud from what happened there was a Limud L'chol Dor V'Dor. In the Tkufa of Sphere Sa'aymer, what Sphere Sa'aymer is about. And that's why we fear the Avelus, because it's a message that all of us were supposed to learn from the fearing that from acting out the Avelus, from keeping the Avelus. What's the message? The message is the importance of Lo Nogu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. Rekiva had a yeshiva that was the top yeshiva. That was a knak yeshiva. He was the yeshiva everyone wanted to go to. Baruch Hashem, it was a big yeshiva, 24,000 guys in Sheer. Oh, biggest Sheer in the world, not Stam. He was knocking away. These were, and his Sheer was tops. It says that Tanoim couldn't go to Rebbe Kiva until they learned by other people, and then they could go to Rebbe Kiva. He was a knock Sheer. He had the top people in the world learning Basmada. And the lesson that it's teaching us is very, very powerful. That Torah is Kiyem Chayenu V'Yich Yameinu. And it's very powerful. And it's very important. But Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. There's something which is very important, which is the Hakdama to Torah. And if you don't have it, as then the Torah is not going to bring you to where it's supposed to. Sfiris Ha'aymer is the Yomim of Achona for Matan Torah. And these were the Talmidim who were supposed to be the next up-and-coming big Rosh Yeshivas in America, all over the world. These were the big ones. But because they were Lai Nayig Derech Eretz, as Memela, there's a tragedy that happened. And it's something which is L'Dairi Dairis, was chukvah for us to remember and to remind ourselves in what to live with. And it's a very important yisoy. Why bedafka in this man a Sfiris Ha'aymer? It could be because Sfiris Ha'aymer is the hachona for Matan Torah. That's where Reb Aaron learns. It's very good. But the ayin panim l'Torah, and we want to see another panim. We count Sfiris Ha'aymer. Why are we counting from the Karban Omer? What's the Shivas of Karban Omer that we're counting for? There are many Karbanis that Klal Yisrael bought, and there's no din to count from those Karbanis. Why Bedafka from Sfiris HaOmer did Hashem give a mitzvah you're supposed to count from the Karban Sfiris HaOmer? What's the Shivas of it? As the Maral and others, Hadachdushe Arim, they say a very powerful Yisoid. Korban Omer was different than all other Korbanis. Korban Omer was bought from Sa'ir. On Shavuos, we bought a Korban of Chita. The Gemara in Saita says there's one other person that brings a Korban from Sa'ir, a Saita, because she was also Maisa Behema, Znus, as Korbanis Michael Behema. As the Maral learns from here, that it's a gilui. If you find two karbanis from Sairim, there must be a common denominator. As it's coming to teach us what the Karban Omer, the purpose of the Karban Omer is. The Karban Omer was bought on the day after Yetzias Mitzrayim to teach us what was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Hashem creates every person with two parts to him. There's the chomer, there's the guf, there's the behemius of the person, the midas rois of the person. And there's the chelik eloi kamimal, the beauty of the person, the specialness of the person, the gedusha of the person. And the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Klal Yisrael was given an opportunity to rise from the heights, to overcome the gufnius of the person, and to lift themselves to the heights, the beauty that's inside of them. To go from the behemius to become a carbon chita on Shavuos, which is a Michael Adam, to reach the Adam of Adam El Elyon, to reach tremendous heights. A Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, is the mitzvah of reminding us that we're here to grow, we're here to steig, we're here to become better people. Zok Tachdushe Arim, Lefi Zeh, Sfiras HaOmer has a new meaning. Every day we're counting, I got rid of the behemius inside of me, one day. Second day, I got rid of day number two, another part of me. Day number three, it's not like the Poshet of Shad and Svir Salim, it's a Shifa to get to Shavuos. We're counting down the days till I'm going to get to Shavuos, till I'm going to win the lottery. I'm counting down my trip, my journey, my taking away my problems and building myself into a better person. As being that that's the Zman of Sviris HaOmer, as when these Talmidei Rebbe Akiva didn't change their ways, this was the Zman they were mes, because they weren't living up to the Inyan of Sviris HaOmer. Learning Musar and living Musar is something which is the Avod of Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that we're here to earn Olam Haba. The way we earn Olam Haba is we work on ourselves, we build ourselves. Vasisem Oisai, we say in Kriyishma, Vasisem Oisam, we say Zok to Chazal, Asisem Es Atzmecher. That's the avoid of a person in this world, to bring out the beauty that's inside of us, to bring out the specialness of our neshama kedosha, which is sitting inside of us. We live in a world which is so distracting, which pulls us away from it. We need to focus in. We need to work on bringing out what's special inside of us. Not because we have a problem, not because we have an issue, but because Hashem wants us to make ourselves special. Hashem wants us to give us the schar that we earned it. Lefi yigia, that's the goydel haschar. As therefore Hashem created us with a challenge. Zog the goyin in Mishlei Perigimel on a pasuk in Mishlei, that Hashem created us to learn Musar and to live Musadik and to grow. If we're not growing, lama li chayim, why were we put in this world? Hashem could have put us straight in Olam Haba. Why did He create us? He created us that we should earn Olam Haba. We should work hard. We should get a better Olam Haba. How do we do that? By improving, by building ourselves, by growing. And that's the theme of Sfiras HaOmer. It's reminding us to make our time in this world count. Our time is precious. It's the time we were given to grow, to become special, to earn a beautiful future for ourselves. That's the theme of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's teaching us that in order to grow, we have to be thinking people. We have to build inside ourselves the ideas that are important, and we have to work on ourselves to bring it and to make it happen. It doesn't happen naturally. Naturally, the gufnius takes over. The midas haguf take over. The person's not going to think and work on himself. It's automatically going to pull him away. The avodah is to get a kivun in life, a path in life, to build yourself, build your hashkafas, work on yourself, and bring yourself out. That is the avodah of Musa, Limud HaMusa. The Rabbeinu Yoina says an interesting pshat in, the Goyim in the beginning of Mishlei, says an interesting pshat in Musar. Musar is Miloshen Yisurim. Now, people don't like to say over this going because you're going to chase everyone away from Musar Seder if you tell them Musar is Yisurim. Avazog the Goyin, what does it mean Musar is Yisurim? Because the behemius of us pulls us a certain way. So it is a challenge to grow, to be a better person. It's hard. It's a challenge. You know, I love chilling. I love taking it easy. We all do. To push ourselves is an avoida. That's the Yisurim of Musar. But a person, if he realizes and he has a goal and he realizes the importance, he's very willing to push himself. He's very willing to work hard. This one bachur was speaking to, very bright boy, very, very smart. But over here, you know, he took it easy, he worked hard. He told me, Rebbe, you're going to see when I'm going to go out, I'm going to be a big millionaire. I'm going to support you. He still doesn't support me. He's still not a big millionaire. Why are you going to be a big millionaire? What makes you think that? He says, Rebbe, you're going to see I'm going to work hard. And when I want to do something, I do it. It's going to happen. You're going to see. I'm going to do it. I hear a lot of people talk this way. Boy, they have something coming to them when they go out into the business world. Working hard, wanting to be rich doesn't mean you're going to be rich. I don't know why every yeshiva bachur grows up thinking that way. Oh, fine. That's another schmutz. Oh, okay. Oh, I look at him and I say, oh, you know how to work? When you really want to be rich, you know how to work for it? As why in yeshiva didn't you work hard? And he looked at me and he gave me a big smile. It wasn't worth it for me. I didn't connect to time. I didn't feel the importance of Torah. It wasn't worth it for me to work. But money? I feel the importance of it. I know the importance of it. You see, when I grew up, my next door neighbor, you should see their house. You should see their car. You should see the lifestyle. You should see the waltz that come into them every night for supper. You should see the wine they buy for Shabbat. Money I appreciate. That I'm willing to work for. I just didn't connect it. You know, Rebbe, you read this at Dairus. I didn't connect to it. Ruchnius, Hashem, it's not me. Money. Now, if you would ask this guy when he's working hard, like, is it hard for you? Is it, like, challenging to you? I said, you kidding? I'm working for money. I want to work. I want to put in effort. This is very important. You, if you're not working hard, you just don't appreciate what money is. Friends that went to medical school, to law school, they became so studious. They mamish remembered books and books. And not about Rav and Abaya. But they remembered it. It was important to them. They worked hard. Sviras Aimer is reminding us there's behemius and there's much, much higher and better than that. The more important it is to you, the more it means to you, the more you're going to be willing to work for it and make it happen. Sviras HaOmer, the carbon Omer, is the first money we make, the first crop we make, we give to Hashem. To show that more important than any money that I make is to use my money and give it to Hashem. A Sviras HaOmer is from the new crop, I give my first crop to Hashem. And it has a powerful message for life. If you want to live life and be a higher person and be zeichen what's really good, you got to realize what life is about. As that's the yomim of Sviras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. It's to remind us to give meaning to life. There are people that are, they work avodas perach ad hayoyim, even though we left Mitzrayim. Really? What job are they working in? Nursing homes. Avodas perach. They're working very hard. They're avodim to their jobs. They're not pnei chayra. They work very, very hard for their money. They're working mamish like crazy to make money. And when they want to make more and more and more. They have kesef, they use the kesef. And then there are people that are working on building themselves, building their futures, building their marriage, building their children, bringing their future in Gan Eden, bringing their future in life. But they're working. Limud HaMusar is about working in life for something that's valuable. Making it happen, bringing out the specialness in you, the beautiful side of you, the thing which is really, really important and good for you. As that's the avoida and the skula of Sfiras HaOmer, of learning to make our time count. Through reminding ourselves through Limud HaMusar and to try to live Musadik, live Torahdik, to lift ourselves up and bring out the specialness in all of us. And that's why there are 600,000 crowns that are given out on Matan Torah to every Yid. Because every Yid, when he works and he tries in his way, he becomes more special. When he learns in his Torah and he connects to it, it brings out the specialness in the person. As when a person says, I don't connect to Torah, it's because he doesn't know what Torah is. Money, he knows what it is. Nice car. Nice suit you got. Yummy supper. But Torah, he doesn't know. Because he lives in a world that pulls him away. But if we could be mechazik together and we learn about the chshivas at Torah, what we gain from Torah, we constantly remind ourselves, as then we'll be willing to work, to live the Torahdik life, to bring out the beauty inside of us. And Be'ezah Hashem will go, will make that transformation that the Yidden did in Mitzrayim, from being oivdei perek, from being working people, to working for something that's really meaningful. To be zeicha, to work for something that you put away for yourself for real, lenetzach nitzachim. There's one person, he used to work for himself. He changed his country, and now he has to work for someone else. He said the hardest thing for him was he used to be the boss. And now he works for someone else. All his hard work, all his extra hours, it goes for someone else. The hardest thing is when you work very hard for money that you don't take with you lenetzach nitzachim. It doesn't really stick with you. When you work to build yourself and build your future and build a beautiful future for yourself, you're really working for yourself. Ein lecha ben chayin ela misha isik b'tayra. Otherwise, you're working for someone else. You're not really working for yourself and what you could reach and what you could be. As Hashem Yazo, we should take the meanings of Sfiras HaOmer deep into our hearts, be mechazik together, and every one of you should build a beautiful, beautiful path in life. Every day, you should count. I'm in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. I'm learning Torah. I'm coming closer and closer to where I'm supposed to be heading in life. Every day in the Beis Medrash is bringing me, making me, molding me, making me more special. Hashem Yazo, every one of you should reach the beautiful heights that you all could reach. This Sfiras HaOmer should be ma'ala meraimim kulanu biyachad.